Apple has announced yet another of their top secret product events, at which it's expected the iPhone 5 will be introduced. And if you're already camping out at the Apple Store, then this new phone is especially for you. Introducing the iMadouche. The iMadouche announces loud and clear exactly who and what you are. Because embedded in the iMadouche's gazillion G technology is a beacon that alerts anyone with any other phone that you're right around the corner.
Douche alert, douche alert, douche alert.
So if you really need to sit and brag about all the things your new phone can do, you'll have to do it by yourself. You know, the same way you have sex. The iMadouche. From Apple, we know douchery.
Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was good. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
You know I won't say it.
I know you won't. But you always make me nervous.
I want to say it, but I won't.
You know what starts today?
What?
What's, you have no idea.
What is today? Today is the birthday of my goddaughter. That's what today is. I don't know. What starts today?
Football.
Oh, football. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, so?
So why is it starting on a Wednesday?
Well, it normally starts on a Thursday.
I know. That's why I'm asking, why is it starting on a Wednesday?
Because the Democratic National Convention is going on, and they decided to move it to Wednesday.
Oh.
Apparently the Democrats are that powerful.
They got some power.
Well, I don't know if they asked for it to be moved or if the NFL thought,
we should
move
this.
Could we lose ratings because of this? Maybe.
Hmm. Okay.
But probably not. I think they did it as a courtesy to NBC so they can still claim to be a news organization.
I gotcha.
Because NBC would have dropped the convention to do football.
Makes sense.
Tomorrow. They would have done it. Guaranteed.
Okay, so it's tonight.
It's
just one game?
Just one game.
Okay.
Yep. The Giants and the Cowboys.
Okay.
In New York.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Should we make a pick?
Giants.
I was going to go with Cowboys, but they are home. Hmm.
The Giants are at home.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Because the Super Bowl champ always plays on the opening night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the Saints and Vikings opened a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
the year after the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Right.
The year they were cheating the whole time. And
they were.
And had bounties on people. And
oh, yes, bounties.
There was 10 grand on Brett Favre's, knee.
I don't think it'd be more than that, than 10 grand.
Well, I mean, NFL players are rich, but there's only so much you can carry in your wallet.
Well, that's
so
true.
There is a limit to it. We got a call about 3 minutes ago. That was strange, yet made all the sense in the world to me from Rob.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Good. Yourself?
Good. I was gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you guys start your show with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger? The beginning of it, how it's like...
I suppose we could.
That'd be awesome. It'd pump everybody up. And the I could be like Wednesday. It could be like a metaphor. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think there's an app for that.
Huh?
I think we might be able to do that for you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Text and drive, you'll get a ticket from the cops. Yeah. Rising up, back to the streets.
Rising up, back on the street.
Oh, back on the street.
Get it right. Jeez.
About like when Jackie sings All Star. I gotta get a video of that one of these days.
You better.
She discovered Shrek, and now we watch Shrek all the time. And the opening title sequence has Smash Mouth All Star.
Yeah. Hey now, you're an all star.
Yeah, that song. Yeah. But that's not even close to as cool as the Eye of the Tiger.
The Eye of the Tiger is the thrill of the fight. Rising up.
Yeah. I have this on my phone for that exact reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just thinking I should actually download it on my phone.
Yeah. There's another one that I always used to have on my mixed disc.
Yes.
Not mixtape, mixed disc.
Mm.
I don't know if they should. Yep, they do. This was the other one.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah, that one that takes too long.
It was pitchy.
So there you go. There's your survivor, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he should be good to go.
Yep. Enjoy that. We never did get out of him what he was going to do.
No.
If he was going running.
I don't think
not.
My mic was on, so he couldn't hear me.
That's what the dead air was there. Okay. Yeah, because I was recording it, and then you were talking, and then he goes, hello?
Yeah, I think that's what was wrong. Well, I wasn't ready for the show yet, and he called before the show, so I didn't flip my mic yet.
So in other words...
I usually flip it right when we go on.
You would have been missing when we went on, had Rob not called. So you need to thank Rob for reminding you to turn your microphone on.
Thanks, Rob. No, I realized once we went on the air.
Yeah. So, texting ban passed 7-0. Why 7-0 instead of 8-0? Well, Kermit Staggers wasn't there.
And he was the only opponent.
Yeah. And the...
It's weird.
I don't know what his reason for being an opponent of it is. He's not... I know this. He's not against it because he thinks that texting while driving isn't a problem. It is a problem.
Right.
I have a feeling it has more to do with the fact that there's already a law in the books that prevents us from doing this. It's called careless driving.
See, that's what I was wondering. Because weren't we talking about that yesterday when I said, wow, the fine is $250? And I said, wouldn't that be...
It's $250?
It's what I read yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's why I was like, wow, that's a bit much. And that's why I asked you, I said, how much is the seatbelt violation?
25.
And then that's what I said.
Oh,
well,
you didn't say the 250. Oh, you didn't tell
you
me
sure?
that part. No,
I thought
you didn't.
I said it to you.
Because I was paying attention to you at that time.
You were. You sure about that?
I remember you asking me how much the seatbelt ticket was.
I'm pretty sure that I said $250 was going to be the fine. I just don't think that you were listening to me.
You know, while the city council's in a banning mood, I think they should ban some other things.
What else should they ban?
Women driving with a cell phone within arm's reach of the steering wheel. Sure, their eyes are on the road while they're talking, but they're still not driving. They're just talking to some other chick in a car on the phone who isn't driving either.
So we're going to ban passengers and children?
That's on my list, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Although that one is... I got stuck at a stop sign because a chick was talking on the phone and wouldn't drive. And you know
honk?
Who I always see talking on
honk?
The phone and not driving?
What?
Women.
That's not true.
I have yet to encounter a man doing it.
I have
seen men talking on the phone. I haven't seen them not driving while talking on the phone.
So I don't think they're really paying attention when they're talking on the phone anyway. Especially if they're talking
they're not
to their wives.
They're not paying attention to the person on the phone. That's they're focused on the driving.
Yes.
The women are focused on the talking on the phone and not the driving. Another thing we should ban, smart cars.
Why don't you like smart cars?
Well, they're cute in the summer, but in the winter, they're just a roller skate with an engine looking for a place to crash.
I'll give you that. That's pretty true.
And while we're at it, let's ban zombies.
What?
Zombies.
Well, there's no such thing yet.
Well, I know they're not real, but
yet.
A ban on zombies would be just as enforceable as a ban against texting and driving. So why not have a ban on zombies?
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's ban common sense, too.
That's already been
banned
a long
extinct.
Time ago.
It's extinct. They already killed it. I have some other unenforceable laws.
Oh, okay.
No ice cream Tuesdays.
What?
No children in the car. They're a distraction.
Yes.
Shower-free Friday.
Or
hey,
today.
We got a stage 2 water emergency going on, people.
Or today. I don't know what you would call my stage of
yeah, we'll
a
get
water
to that
emergency.
Later. You're not taking me off the road now.
Okay, I wasn't taking you off the road.
Another thing I'd like to ban is cell phones that no longer malfunction. Like, they're not allowed to malfunction.
Oh,
or okay. The makers get a huge fine.
I like it.
But then again, that's like telling the sun not to come up. Another thing I'd like to ban.
Yeah?
TV stations from bragging about HD. No one cares who was first. No
now
one cares
HD.
If it's full HD or not. Just fix your teleprompters already. Okay, there. I think I'm done for now.
Are you sure?
I got more, but I'll save it for
later.
We got to get to news. That's next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 622, up to 77 today. It's 59 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Some mornings I wake up and think, yep, today's the day I punch someone square in the throat.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is September 5th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not... Because Rose McGowan is 39 today.
She's pretty.
She replaced Shannon Doherty on Charmed. She was crushed by a garage door in Scream. And she got all uglied up in the new Conan movie, I guess. Conan is the guy with the red hair late night on TV.
This is a big difference.
Yeah. He's not a barbarian. He's a
nerdy
wimp.
Well, it might be.
Jerry Manthe is 42 today.
Who?
Jerry Manthe. Remember her from Survivor?
No. Oh,
she was
like
the one who took all
one?
Her clothes off and, yeah, the second Survivor.
Okay.
Yeah, she got naked for Playboy. Thank you, Jerry. Dweezil Zappa is 43 today. I'm not sure why he's famous other than he's Frank Zappa's son or daughter. I can't tell their names. I think that's a dude.
I think so.
Michael Keaton is 61 today. He was Batman. And the best Batman ever, by the way.
I have to agree.
Raquel Welch is 72. Still smoking.
She's pretty.
Bob Newhart, 83. Old school comedy genius.
I love him.
Born this day, but would have been dead anyway. 1847, Jesse James, who was shot in the back by the coward. I can't remember the name of that Brad Pitt movie. Frank something. Ugh.
Come on, history buff.
I can't remember his name. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1698, Russia's Peter the Great imposed a tax on beards. A tax that should still be in place today.
I agree.
Yeah, thought you would. Not goatees, just beards.
I agree completely.
Or mustaches that should not be grown.
Also agree.
1960, Cassius Clay won the light heavyweight boxing gold medal at the Rome Olympics. Later, he would change his name to Muhammad Ali. 1972, Palestinian terrorists invaded the Olympic Village in Munich and killed 11 Israeli athletes. American Bandstand on this day in 1987 was canceled after 30 years on the air.
Sad.
REM won 6 MTV Video Music Awards, including Video of the Year for Losing My Religion. Remember when MTV actually played videos?
I do remember that.
That was good times.
That's so crazy.
1997, Larry King married his 7th wife, Sean Southwick. Today is Larry and Sean's 15th anniversary.
Oh, they're still together.
They filed for divorce in 2010, but they're still together.
Oh.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it would have been the, 66th birthday. Of a music legend, an icon, really, and like the greatest rock singer ever, without question, the best rock singer ever.
Oh, I agree.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Freddie Mercury. And because we can't hear any part of Bohemian Rhapsody without getting to the good part. Go ahead, headbang in your car.
Get ready for it.
Headphones off.
Woo!
Oh, then I can't hear it. That is pointless.
You can do the one headphone. And
okay, you just
it.
Look silly headbanging without headphones on. Because you're headbanging to nothing.
No, I can still hear it, though. Gotta get the drum part in there.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury's birthday on this day in 1946. And that's why today, September 5th, is Dirt.
Another nude scandal for the royal family. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
Oh, it wasn't the bald one that got married, was it?
Nope.
Okay.
It's worse. Oh.
Their dad?
Worse.
Oh, God. 627, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 640. Going to top out at 77 today. Good slam, Mel. Good slam.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I love it when you set them up for me.
Yeah. That one was on a big, fat, 3-inch tee. Golf reference.
Hole in one. Golf reference.
Okay, calm down. You're snorting. And you did get a drink late in that last, in the dirt, because you laughed at your own joke.
I know, but it was funny.
You can't laugh at your own jokes.
Okay. I can't help it when you say the world jewels. Okay.
Drink!
Dead puppies. Okay.
Okay. So if the presidential election was based on handsomeness...
Oh.
Apparently Mitt Romney would win it in a landslide.
Because he is handsome.
A team of from Harvard University just released the results of a scientific study they did on politicians and attractiveness.
Okay.
They found that overall, Romney is in the 99th percentile of attractiveness. He's one hell of a handsome man.
You know, the thing is, though, if you put him against, like, John Thune is way more handsome.
They could not test President Obama's attractiveness.
Why?
Because they found his face was too well known.
Oh.
Subjects couldn't be objective about his looks.
Hmm.
Their brain immediately went to what they thought of the president. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. But they say he would have ranked us just as high as Romney.
Oh. Oh, it would have been a battle of the looks.
They also found that Sarah Palin was in the 95th percentile of attractiveness.
Hmm.
Joe Biden in the 62nd. Percentile.
That's not surprising.
Well, he knew 8 presidents intimately. And Paul Ryan, who is known for his handsomeness, is only in the 67th percentile. But I think the ladies like him for what they perceive underneath that shirt of six-pack abs. Because, you know, he does P90X every day.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Previous studies have found more handsome the candidate. In an election, usually gets about 3.5% boost in the votes. For people like you who don't
pay attention to the rest of the stuff.
Pay attention and just vote on who's
better
looking.
I vote on their hair.
When it comes to like the local elections,
yeah.
I always vote for the person I've heard of the least.
That's not always the best way, though, either.
Not the worst way, either.
Yeah.
Just because you got money to buy billboards means you're suited for public service? I don't think so.
No.
I'd rather give the underdog a chance. Give them a chance to screw up and then kick them out if they're no good.
It's true.
That's how I look at
true.
It.
True.
Because there's no way of telling who the hell the right candidate is for those anyway.
It's hard to know.
There's no way local, to know.
Especially like the county ones and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, who's Joe Zorch?
Like, I've got, you know, Lincoln County when I'm out there voting for that stuff. You know, you're just like, I don't know this guy. I probably should know him since I live in this county. But I don't know him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens when you mix a stoner with 911?
Well, that sounds interesting.
Hilarity.
What's going on?
Something that happened in my dream, and it's actually happening.
Okay, what's happening?
Everything that happened today is actually in my dream, and I want to prove to everybody.
Okay, so what did you dream about that's happening?
It's all on paper. I wrote it down.
Well, I called earlier. The officer told me not to call back, and he said if I call back, then y'all are going to take me to court. Uh-huh. So I'm calling back.
Do you have an emergency, yes or no?
No.
What is the problem there? Because obviously there is one.
There is a problem. It's something that happened in a dream, and it's coming true. Everything. So can you just please send somebody here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
Guy's name is Mark Welch. He's 18, lives in Orange City, Florida. Just called him to tell him about a dream that was coming true.
And he wrote it down.
And a deputy went to his house and told him not to call 911. And yeah, there you go. By the way, the marijuana he was smoking was synthetic.
Synthetic marijuana.
Yeah. It wasn't the real stuff.
Interesting.
I'm guessing the real stuff makes you more giggly.
Usually, I think
he would have been like, I had a dream.
And now I'm eating a pizza. Yeah.
Why are Doritos triangles?
I don't get it.
Why couldn't they be round? We are on the same cycle. 645,
I-104.7. Every dream...
I-104.7, 652, Andy and Mel, up to 77 today. It's 60 right now. So, big, huge, earth-shattering news last night on the NBC Nightly News. I don't know if you saw it or not.
According to data compiled for USA Today, voicemail is fading fast, down almost 10% in a year's time. According to the internet phone company Vonage, people are sick of the process, the prompts, the elaborate introductions, and wherever possible, customers prefer to send a text or email instead of voicemail.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I don't hate voicemail. I dislike the process.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people would stop leaving me voicemails like my brother does. Hey, it's your brother. Call me back. It took me 7 times longer to get to that message than it did for him to leave it.
Yeah, or he could have just sent you a text.
Right. Although, for some reason, when I send him a text, it doesn't work.
Okay.
He can't read them.
Why?
Like, they come empty. Like, a weird quirk with my phone, like, when you sent me the picture from the Twins Royals game the other day.
Yeah.
I have to be on mobile data to receive pictures in picture messages. I cannot be on Wi-Fi.
Weird.
Or if my mobile data is off altogether, can't receive them. I have to be on mobile data to get the pictures. Took me like a year to figure that out.
That's odd.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
Because Crystal sends me pictures all the time of the kids, like when I'm at work in the morning or whatever. You know, she'll be like, oh, look at the cute thing Rockley did or whatever. And yeah. Speaking of cute things the kids do. up on our website right now, hot1047.com, I have a little photo gallery posted. A gallery of photography.
It's nice. I like it.
Photography, the equivalent of any 14-year-old girl in America.
Similar.
There are 10 pictures of herself and one of the TV. My 4-year-old daughter, Jackie, got a hold of the camera. And last night, I was watching the Twins game, had Rockley on my lap, trying to rock him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, he had just woken up. Anyway, Crystal's in the next room on the computer, like getting pictures off her camera. And she's going through them and she's like, Andy, come in here. I go in there and there are all these pictures of Jackie. And I didn't notice it until this morning when I was looking through them. There is one duck face.
That's what my first question was, did she do the duck face?
I don't think it's an intentional duck face. I think it just happened to be, because she's always moving her face around.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was actually a duck face.
Because
usually your head's pointed down, your eyes are looking up, and you're doing the pouty duck face.
I don't know.
But it's already starting. And now I firmly believe that it isn't just some annoying attention-getting little trend that you girls do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in your DNA to take photos of yourself.
I think it is.
Because it reminded me when I was fixing Crystal's computer.
Yeah.
I had to back up all of her files.
Right.
So I'm going through the folders looking for, you know, okay, is there actually pictures in the My Pictures or not? Because she puts most of them in shared pictures. So, yeah, there were some in there. And there were about 50 photos she took of herself one night in her bedroom before we met. In different outfits and different looks and different... I don't know what she was doing.
A fashion show.
I don't know. Anyway.
As women, it's just something natural that we do. I think it's a way of checking out if our hair looks good as well.
You guys take pictures of your face. Guys take pictures of something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, though, I've seen plenty of guys take plenty of pictures of themselves and not the royal jewels.
I think it's so funny. The first thing a guy would think to take a picture of as compared with what a woman would take a picture of.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A Brett Favre. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad.
Ooh, I got a camera. What, can I take I'm a
just,
picture
I'm
of?
Just glad she didn't walk in when Daddy was in the bathroom.
You know, it's funny because my girls will take pictures of the TV as well.
I know. What is it with the TV?
I don't know, but they like to take pictures of who's on the
and
TV.
Crystal told me after this last night, she has like probably 200 photos that Jackie has taken, and she saved them all.
Yeah.
So once I get her computer's broke again, as soon as I get it working again, I'm going to put up the gallery of all of them. And like the ones that are of Jackie up there now, are some of them are just hysterical. Go check it out.
Hot1047.com. Hot1047.com.